The morning after, the remnants of what's taken place here. This is the area outside Iraq's parliament building, now home to demonstrators for the foreseeable future. They come and go under the watchful eye of security personnel belonging to the man they follow, Shia leader Muqtadir al-Sadr. Known as Sadrists, they're fed up with the political system. They have come from all over the country. 27-year-old Ali arrived in Baghdad on Wednesday and took part in the first storming of this building.
We promised Muqtada al-Sadr to stay here as long as it takes. We reject the government and want the corrupt politicians to be punished, including former Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. We are waiting for orders from our leader, Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr, whose leadership represents reform.
Jawad Khatoum Hujaimi is a cleric from Najaf. He's also been in the capital since Wednesday. He teaches in one of the seminaries in the holy city belonging to the Sadr family and says he's helping Muqtadir al-Sadr fulfill his wish for a better Iraq.
This is what we want, a united Iraqi government. We want to achieve one solid Iraqi government. We don't need anything other than that. We're staying here because of demands that were presented by the representative of the Iraqi people, Sayyid Muqtada al-Sadr.
These protesters are making themselves comfortable, worried if they leave, MPs could hold an unannounced session to approve the candidate nominated by an Iran-backed group, Mohammad Shia al-Sudani.
This is the Iraqi constitution. It was crafted by the Americans in 2003, and it officially became the rule of law in 2005. It is one of the main reasons these demonstrators are here today. And until this document is amended and fundamental reforms are implemented, they say scenes like this will continue. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.
Faisal Istrabadi is the director of the Center for the Study of the Middle East at Indiana University and a former Iraqi ambassador to the UN. He joins us from London. Thanks very much for being on the program. So just how dangerous a situation is this now, do you think?
It's a very dangerous situation because the political system in Iraq and the political parties are in absolute deadlock and have been since elections were held in October, 10 months ago. There's a history of these kinds of acts by frustrated Iraqis taking over this or that government building. Very little good has ever come from this kind of conduct, but it has the potential of spiraling out of control. And unfortunately, too many in the Iraqi political class, it seems to me, are prepared for engaging in violence, including Muqtada al-Sadr. And indeed, this is not violence in the sense of directing violence at individuals, but it is an assault on the institutions in Iraq, however flawed they are, to take over a parliament building and to prevent parliament from meeting, no matter how much you disagree with their what they may seek to do. It sounds very Trumpian, if I may say so.
Given what you say then, to what extent is wider public opinion on their side or not?
I don't think anyone's done polling, but judging by at least social media, this is a very popular thing that they're doing. However wrong I think it is in the specific acts of taking over parliament. I agree with the goal of the protesters and have since 2019, but I suspect that a lot of Iraqis are thoroughly fed up with the political class in Baghdad, and I suspect that they have wide support. But this is simply not a formula for going forward. Muqtada Sadr's representatives may say he's a representative of Iraq, but the truth of the matter is, out of 329 seats, he only won 73 of them. So why is he the representative of Iraq who can impose his will, or rather prevent parliament from carrying out its constitutional function?
Faisal Istrabadi, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for your insights today.
Thank you.